Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Archie McCain. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Archie McCain. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Whitehead. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, John Whitehead. And now, play ball. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Higgins. Berger moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker bunts towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to third for the out. Krivic moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer. Appling reaches second base with a double. Krivic scores. Radcliffe goes all the way around to score. Appling moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike three. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Chapman for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitehead moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Whitehead scores. Berger goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo scores. Fox moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Radcliffe reaches third base with a triple. Ted Olson now pitching. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Olson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Olson. Appling goes all the way around to score. Dykes moves to third. It's 6-1, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. Tommy Thomas now pitching. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitehead hits a line drive to right field. Chapman throws towards third. Higgins fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Higgins. Shea moves to third. Whitehead moves to second. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to get Chapman, who tried to advance to third. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 8-1, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball towards right. Chapman catches it and throws to first to double up Appling. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling misplays the ball. That's an error on Appling. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Melillo moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo scores. Kramer moves to third. Fox moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-2, White Sox. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr now playing second base. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shea strikes out. Two outs. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Boz Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehead fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-3 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-3 in the game. Mills hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Higgins moves to second. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Gene Desautels. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Chapman moves to second. It's 8-4, White Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Red Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg now catching. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shea hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitehead bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Shea moves to second. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shea scores. Berger moves to second. It's 9-4, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berger scores. It's 10-4, White Sox. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Radcliffe hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Radcliffe. Kramer scores. Cronin moves to second. It's 10-5, White Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-4 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Higgins moves to second. It's 10-6, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chapman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Higgins scores. Mills moves to third. It's 10-7, White Sox. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mills scores. Two outs. It's 10-8, White Sox. Eric McNair pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 8. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.